Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-W-SKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I'm not asking.
Well, the sun ain't shining right now. Know that. It is 7:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Time for What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. And that is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. But call in now if you don't get through right away. Please try back. One quick weather warning, all kinds of freeze warnings in effect, winter weather warnings, all of these things. You don't want to be on the roadways if you can avoid them, especially if you're south of Gainesville. If you're south of Gainesville, you're probably in pretty good shape. But Gainesville and north, we have to be careful. If temperatures continue to drop, you could have ice on roadways. Not a good combo, and that's the reason why most of your area schools are closed today. All right, 877-975-9825. And Wayne, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Rolling off a Trump Tuesday into a hump day, Trump Day here. You know, the Democrats, they just haven't learned a lesson. I'd like to remind everybody that they are the only party that has rats in the end of their name. But Jamie Raskin is what's bothering me. The fact that he come out and said all the J6ers released are Trump's foot soldiers. I like to remind him, take a look at that map from the election. No, the foot soldiers are already out there and we all voted. Have a good day.
Not only that, some of those so-called foot soldiers were actually working for the FBI. Oh, Jamie Raskin kind of forgot that, didn't he? Yeah. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. This is not political, but I really think it's a public safety thing. As we all know, it's not generally safe to eat off vintage plates and vintage dishware because you don't know what they're made of. Well, just the other day, I went into Walmart to find a spoon holder. You know, you kind of stick it on the side of your stove when you're cooking so the spoon doesn't end up on the counter. Well, I happened to flip it over, and look, there is a warning that it contains lead and cadmium. I'm like, what the heck? That's like the stuff, the toxic stuff in batteries. Then I proceeded to flip other items over on the shelf. And they also, like, there was a pitcher to put juice in, had lead in it. And I'm like, shouldn't we have moved past this by now? That's what's bugging me, is people are being exposed and they don't know it.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I thought cadmium was like a kind of chocolate.
You're thinking of that little bunny, aren't you?
So I'm being educated right here. No,
that's Cadbury.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's these kind of things are all around us. We can eliminate as much as we can eliminate. We should eliminate. All right, what's bugging you? We finally got a couple open lines. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Real quick for you and Greg, when I was at Denver Liquor Store, they have these, speaking of calendars, they have these calendars called Classy Chassis, which has well-appointed models standing by Bentleys and McLarens and Ferraris. But more to the point, what's bugging me is I listen to, and I'll give you guys these calendars next time we meet, but What's bugging me is I listen to Coast to Coast AM, where George Noory interviews intelligent individuals at great length. What bugs me is I respect all they share, yet they keep doing the speakerphone thing, and it sounds like they're speaking from the bottom of a well. I respect all they share. I just wish they would show a little more courtesy by using a headset. It's just funny.
Yeah, if you're going to talk about aliens, why don't you utilize some of their advanced technology?
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir there. I whined to Bob about that just the other day. I'm like, why are they on a speakerphone?
You see it on major national TV and broadcast and radio. Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Cory Booker and most of these Democrats that are actually saying that pardoning and commuting the sentences for these J6ers is absolutely horrible because they killed police officers. I want somebody to actually tell me, besides that one that died of a heart attack a week later, which police officers died because of January 6th. Nobody has, I mean, they keep saying that the police officers have died, but who are they? Give me a name so we can look them up.
Yeah, well, they can't do that because you have the story exactly right. Only one person died that day. Her name was Ashley Babbitt, and she was shot by Capitol Police, by an Officer Byrd. That's exactly what happened, and they continue to lie. And you should, you know, I mean, the lefties, well, they're never going to be called out on it by the lefty media. Tony, what's bugging you?
So the news media, right on cue, Bob, they're all wringing their hands because President Trump is starting to take care of our border and the illegal immigration issue. What they fail to realize is that he's going after the cartels by doing this simply because the human trafficking is their bread and butter. So by turning away people who come in here illegally, he's going after their money. And they just don't get it because they're too busy, worried about Trump, and trying to take down what he's trying to do. Thanks, Bob.
I wish the media would just spend a few minutes going into the homes of people who lost their son or daughter or loved one to fentanyl poisoning and interview them instead of some wailing and gnashing of teeth at the border by people who don't have the legal right to come in here. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you what, I have some somewhat serious concerns and reservations about AI. You know how computer networks and phone banks are always getting hacked into? Well, what's to stop the political left, the news media, from hacking into the AI and filling the AI with a bunch of delusional mush, just like their heads are, just like the other college kids?
John, we appreciate your call.
Actually, John is right, because it learns by searching, and if what it's searching shows up more lefty.
John is wrong. John is wrong. John is evil.
John is right.
You listen to this voice.
John, you got it right today, dude.
Right on, my friends. Yep. It was another great one. Thanks for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And looking forward, 8:05. We're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who she met with, what it was like. She was at the inauguration of 47 Donald J. Trump. And it is a very happy hump day, Trump day, right here, right now on 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
The nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, will serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.